Devotional 7. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We're doing a series currently on submission to God. And I bring you this particular scripture on this particular program. And I think that this particular scripture is one of the most iconic verses in the entire Bible. It sums up everything about the Christian faith in one solitary verse. Listen to this. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. I heard a story some years ago of a tramp who was sitting on this step that led to a church. And the pastor of that church, the vicar of that church, came out to see this tramp, and he said to him, "Why don't you come in and have some food?" And the tramp said, I don't want to. I just don't feel a need to. So the preacher said to him, "Well, look, I'm going to give you a New Testament. I want you to read it. Would you promise me that if I give you this book, you'll read it?" And he said, "Yeah, certainly, of course I will." And that is what this tramp did. But what he did was every time he had read a page, he would rip that page out and use it to roll a cigarette. He put tobacco in there and roll a cigarette. So he smoked his way through Matthew. And then he smoked his way through Mark. And he read Luke and smoked his way through that. Every time he had got to a particular thing, he'd rip it out after he'd read it and he'd roll it up and use it as a cigarette. And he got to John and he smoked his way through John until he got to John, the third chapter, and he got to verse 16 and it changed his life. Because it said these words, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believed in him would not perish, but have eternal life." No one led him to Christ. No one led that tramp to Christ. But he read that verse and realized. And he just said, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart." And his life was changed. Now, beloved, that is a true story. Such is the power of this particular scripture. Just look at it. God had nowhere to go, didn't know what to do. So he said this. He loved the world so much, he did not want it to go to hell. And he knew that he had no choice but to send his one and only beloved Son, Jesus, so that anyone who believed in him would not perish, but have eternal life. What the verse doesn't tell you is that when he sent his Son for a specific reason. At Christmas time, we celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ was born on this earth 2,000 years ago. And at Easter time, we celebrate the fact that he died on the cross. And in between that time, there were 33 years, three of them in ministry. But Jesus knew eventually that was going to happen to him. He knew that he was going to have to go to the cross. He knew that he was going to have to sacrifice his life. He knew that he was going to have to shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. He knew that he was the unblemished Lamb of God. He knew that he was the sacrifice that would join and reconnect man to God. He knew that he was the conduit. He knew it. And so that's why this verse is so iconic. It is so powerful. And I believe that you are listening to this radio station and you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or perhaps you did know Christ some time ago and you just happened to have stumbled onto this station and you're just listening. But what happened was, you turned away, you went your own way. But hearing this particular scripture right now, it's ignited something in you. That, beloved, is the Holy Spirit. I believe that so strongly. And that is why this verse is so powerful. It's not my words that are powerful. It's the scripture itself that is overcoming. That is so, so powerful. For God loved the world so much that he sent his one and his only Son, that everyone, the word says everyone, not anyone, not now and again, not a few people, but everyone who believed or believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Figure that. Go figure that. Will not perish. You will not go to hell. You will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, says Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. You will not be burned up, but you will have eternal life. You will rest, the rest of your life will be serving Almighty God. The rest of your life will be worshiping him. And then when you go to be with the Lord, you will be there in glory. Hallelujah and glory to God. For God loved the world so, 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 so much, and you can say so as many times as you like, that he gave his one and only Son. Do you know what? When Christ was on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, the Bible tells us that God turned his face away. He could not stand to see the pain his son was going through. But he knew his son had to do that, to reconnect with the world, to be the conduit, as I said just now, between man and God through Jesus Christ and the shed blood on the cross. So that everyone, say everyone after me, everyone, say everyone, everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. World without end, amen. And the world won't end when you're in glory. I want you to say these words of a prayer with me. Just say this after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all those things I've done wrong. I believe you are the true Lord. Lord Jesus, come into my life and make me brand new. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for what you are going to do in my life. Holy Spirit, fill me now and fill me full of joy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. If you have prayed that prayer with me, I want you to send me an email at studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. And just simply say these words, "It was me." If you're listening on our app, you just have to hit the email button and it will come straight through to us here. And just write in the text, "It was me." That's all you've got to say. It was me. And if you don't want us to contact you, we won't. But we'd just love to know your first name and then be able to pray with you and for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.